Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Afternoon, Australia. Afternoon, Carrie Bickmore.
What day is it?
Thursday, oh, Friday
the
Eve.
The weekend's almost here. Friday Eve.
Saturday Eve.
Oh. Look at Buzz today with his black Adidas hat and his black big jacket.
Did you tag a wall before you came here, Buzz?
Yes, I did.
I feel like you did a bit of rapping.
Yeah, I probably could.
Yeah, like give us some.
What do you want?
What's your rap name? Eight months pregnant? What is it?
MC Buzz.
Oh, it's too much. Carrie's giving him this shake of the head like it's too much.
I don't like how you say that to him.
You wrote it on the paper and pushed it towards me for me to say.
So not true. Second of all, Buzz is looking fantastic.
The rotund rapper. That could be cool.
Stop it. I'm actually going to get angry now.
Okay.
The double R.
Yes, see, Buzz is on board.
No, he's only on board because you're saying it to him, and if he's not on board, then it seems mean and he's a team player.
He doesn't like
being called rotund, Buzz?
No.
Exactly.
Oh, and HR, if you're listening, HR.
He's not rotund.
He's just saying that to agree with you.
He's not.
Guys, don't make me choose between you both, please. I love you equally.
No, I wouldn't love him. That's just, he doesn't treat you well enough.
I love you too, mate.
Thank you.
Carrie didn't say
now,
that.
I've got Bickmore's bits coming up later in the show, news of the day. But just before we get into a song, I have to bring you my favourite bit of news from the day. I don't have time to
I've got an early bit.
My bits are peeking out in the first segment. Okay, Osama bin Laden, mass murderer, a horrible man, right?
Yes.
However,
quite the gear change. Yep.
I just saw our producer stress out. What is there to stress about?
No, it's all good.
Okay,
to go.
Good.
You use so much sign language when you do have a microphone in front of you.
His personal journal has been revealed by the CIA. What would you expect to be in his personal journal?
All sorts of horrible things.
Yeah.
And some narcissistic things, I reckon.
Yeah. Obviously, it reveals his disdain for the West, you know, all the usual suspects. Yeah. But analysts also found episodes of Mr. Bean, Wallace and Gromit. He was a big fan of this viral baby video.
Charlie bit me.
He listened to that often. And he also had more than 30 how to crochet videos on his hard drive.
That's so weird.
What is going on?
I mean, what is going on? Well, the thing is, you're looking for sense where there's none. But, right, it's so weird, right? Yeah. Yeah.
See why I needed to bring it first?
It's just weird. And
it is. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it since I saw it and I wanted to share it with you all.
Yeah, it almost makes it more disturbing, right?
Does it?
I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Actually, maybe it
and
does.
Imagine if you're one of those people who made, like, Rowan Atkinson, right? He's responsible for such joy in the world.
I know.
And then you go, this prick, what? Anyway. Hey, up next, I've got something for you. You know, because I'm like a bad boy to the bone, right, as you know, and I got involved unwillingly in a crime.
The other day.
Yeah, the other day when I witnessed a stolen car. I witnessed another one this morning. I'm going to tell you what it is.
It's going to be a regular segment.
Next, hopefully.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's up next? So is winning your way to New York for the Reputation Celebration. We'll be doing that soon.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, I got something for you a bit later in the show because something that everybody knows about you and people have been talking about.
What?
But we haven't talked about it on the show yet, so I thought it's time. But right now, you remember on the weekend how I witnessed a stolen car?
Yeah, you were at the petrol station.
Yes.
And as a guy went to fill up, you heard over the loudspeaker, you got to prepay.
That wasn't the accent. Do the accent.
Oh, what was the accent?
I remember. I told you what it was.
No,
you can do the accent. You can do it.
Mate, don't make me sound racist.
Okay. Well, choice is yours.
And the guy didn't prepay. He then drove off. And then when you went inside, you discovered that they were trying to get him to come inside because they knew the car he was driving was stolen and they wanted a close-up pic of him so they could send it to police and hunt him down.
Well, I think my superhero calling
I really would do well in Crime Stoppers, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
That
was great.
Synopsis.
Very dramatic, but great. Mm. I think my superhero calling is in full flight at the moment because this morning...
Can I just check something? You didn't do anything heroic, though, in that last scenario.
A lot of times heroes' best work is the work they don't do.
Okay. Is it? I don't remember that being the plotline of any of the Supermans I've seen.
You wouldn't because you're not a hero. It happened again.
Okay.
This morning. This morning, I'm minding my own business in my house and I hear bang.
Oh.
And I thought, I don't have a good range of sound effects. It wasn't a gun.
Okay.
That is fair enough that that's misleading. Well, another bang on the road. What could that be?
Like a backfire?
No. Oh, no. Bang's too wrong.
Sorry.
It sounded like a car hitting another car because that's exactly what it was.
Like a donk.
Yes. Yeah, great. Donk. You do the sound effect. I'll do superhero. You do sound effects. Great. Good. And I heard the donk and I looked at the window and a bloke had just backed into a car that was parked at the front of my house. And then he quickly spun around and drove off, right? Now, I've gone to open my door, but I don't really
fumbled
know how
around.
My doors work
yeah.
yet. So, I've, you know, again, some superheroes can't work locks. And so I've gone up and I've smooshed my little face against the window and I've just got his license plate. I thought, you beauty. Hit and
what
run.
Did you do?
I've got his license plate. Here's the thing.
Is it a hit and run? I feel like it's not
you can't
the right
leave this in an act.
I don't think that's the right term.
Okay, you're in charge of sound effects and it's crime terminology.
It's a donk and run.
A donk and dash.
A donk and dash.
He's done a classic donk and dash. And so I ran out there and I thought, what do I do here? Do I call the cops? Mm. And then his car, it wasn't a nice car. I thought, I don't really want to get the bloke in trouble.
The guy that did the
donk and dash. Yes.
Well, but then the car on. That you didn't he want hit, to get him in trouble.
Well, I thought if he hasn't got the cash to pay for it, like it wasn't heaps of damage.
You really do feel sorry for the criminal all the time.
Well, I just don't want him. Maybe he's had a really tough time, you know?
Okay.
And if it's not much damage, this might ruin his
okay.
year.
Okay, so you needed to inspect the other car.
Yes.
What kind of damage did you
We're
see?
We're talking number plates smashed in and one of the sensors out on the front bumper.
And so that will cost that person a little bit to fix it?
Yes, but you wouldn't have to get it fixed, I don't reckon. Anyway.
What do you do with the sensor? You just slot it back
out?
Yeah,
I guess I'll just stop using them.
We'll just put a bit of gaffer.
Bit of gaff, probably do it. But I thought we would try something different, and we have our producer, Sonda, in here because I need to get legal advice on this. Son, I thought about just putting his rego out on air and seeing if he's out there and wants to call us. What do you think?
Absolutely not.
Okay, that sounds...
That's a big fat no from me, because you don't have any idea who that guy is and you might be identifying him and calling him a criminal, which is
but he's done
ideal.
He's done a donk and dash. I've seen it with my own eyes.
What's the sentence for a donk and dash?
Yeah, Don, what's the sentence for a donk and dash?
3 to 6 months.
Is
I'm,
it?
I'm
wow.
making it up. I don't know.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I'm not a cop, guys. I'm barely a producer at this point.
But you could actually get his number, though, yourself and call him. Or you could just give the police his...
How could I get his number? I have his rego.
But I'm sure you could find a way through Vic Roads or through Sydney Roads or whatever the...
I tried to search it and all it gets me is his make of car. And I'm like, yep, that was the person.
What kind of person was it? Does that change how you feel about dogging
him? It was
him
a youngish bloke. And I think the car he hit looked like a woman's car. It's like
so
a
he's
light
driving
blue,
his girlfriend
little,
or sister's
like a
car.
Getz or something. No, no, no. Sorry, the car he was driving.
Oh, sorry, the car he hit was a girl. Oh,
and so then I felt bad as well. So Don, what can we do if we can't just put his number plate out? What can we do?
You can dob him into police, can't you?
Well, I'm not sure if we should. This is the dilemma I'm in.
Why do you feel so sorry for this guy and not the poor innocent person whose car got hit?
I do feel a bit sorry for that person as well. That's why I'm in the predicament that I'm in.
I reckon you need to ask Australia what to do. Don't ask me. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, so 13 10 60. Should I do anything? Should I dob in the donk and dasher? Oh, donk, dash or dob. Great new segment, guys. Very
donk
good.
Dash or dob. All right, 13 10 60.
Yes.
Should you dob him in?
Yeah, should I dob him in? I've got his license plate. I have no other details. Give us a call. Tell me what to do, Australia.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Once again, I'm in the centre of a crime. Nothing there, Buzz? You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal. Thank you, bro. This morning, there was a donk and dash at the front of my house. A bloke reversed his car into a parked car and then quickly drove off. I managed to get his license plate, but now I don't know what to do.
You don't know whether to dob in the donk and dasher.
The troubling thing was, if he was driving a really schmick car, I would dob him in straight away.
Yeah.
He wasn't driving a really schmick car, and I feel a bit sorry for him, and it wasn't a lot of damage, so I don't know if it would cost a person a lot. Anyway, here is my dilemma.
So we've put it to the people, the great people of Australia. Gary, does he dob or not?
Definitely.
What and what's your reasoning behind that, Gaz?
Okay, how many times has he done it before?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but you're right. It could be a serial donker and dasher.
It's a possibility.
Yep.
We're saying it is. It's a possibility. So do you know the person that that owns the car that the bumper bar, the sensors come off? Do you know that person?
No, I don't. I was actually going to, if it was still out, I haven't seen the car before, but if it was out the front, I was going to go door knocking my neighbours when I get home tonight.
Exactly. So you would say, look, I saw this, I heard this, and that's the registration number of the vehicle. Maybe let her,
Yes, that's a good idea. You don't have to be the dobber. Just give her the information at hand.
So, but, I mean, look, you're only doing what you're seeing. If you don't, I mean, if it was your car, would you want to be told?
Yes.
I think so too. So I want to be told. Definitely.
Yeah, you're right, guys.
It's good on you, Gary.
It's a very firm and well said point. Yeah.
Let's talk to Megan. Megan, what do you reckon, dob or not?
Yeah. Hi, Tommy. You have to dob him in. It's happened to me twice, and it's really, you know, don't you think about your conscience? You know, you've got to live with the fact that some poor person that pays their bills week to week, and you know they can't afford to fix the damage. You know, think about us, the poor slugging out there on the streets, you know?
I agree with you completely, but that is also the reason that I'm worried, because I feel like the damage isn't going to be enough, that you wouldn't have to get it fixed
it's
if you don't want. I completely agree with you. The thing I'm worried about is leaving the scene of an accident is a crime, and I just don't want this guy to get lugged with
you're thinking too much.
Often you do things.
There's no scene of the crime. I went to the police station. Even the police, like, oh, sorry, you know, I can't do. The lady went and parked next to me in the shopping centre still with her ugly maroon car with 50 scratches. I'm like, are you for real, man? I'm going to kill you. And it was my anniversary, 20 years.
Oh.
You know, you're supposed to be the person on the day.
Yeah. But you know how sometimes you leave without just because you get into a panic? Like, you know, like he could have left in a panic and then driven away and thinking, oh, I should have gone. But you're saying that now there'll be extra issue because he left an accident.
It's tough, right? Even though we've got two on the Dobbs.
Do you know what I think we should finish off with? Bree, who's actually a police officer. Bree, you're the final call here. I think I know what you're going to say, dob or not.
I think you should dob, Tommy.
Yeah. I mean, Bree, you could tell me, what type of trouble do you get into for leaving the scene of an accident?
At the end of the day, it does depend on the police officer as well. And, you know, we can use our discretion, but why don't you just put a piece of paper on the dash of the car that got hit saying, here's the rego.
That's not bad.
I saw it. You don't even have to give your name. Then they can follow it up.
So Bree, I mean, there is a lot of evidence in the dob file at the moment. The evidence to the contrary is the old saying, dibber dobbers wear nappies. Is that something we should consider?
But like I said, you don't have to give your name. No
That's
one has
true.
To know.
Is it a crime to have witnessed something, Bree, and not do something about it?
Oh, great question.
Not necessarily. I mean, it would be very, very technical for you to get in trouble for not reporting what you saw. And I don't think anyone would bother with it. But at the end of the day, if police don't have the rego, they can't person that's had their car damaged. And like the other callers said, if it was your car, you'd want someone to help.
You could just go fix up
that car.
Do you reckon just give her money? She won't believe that I didn't hit it then. If I go give her money. I also have realised that I've just assumed it's a woman's car. If I get a man at the end of this, I'm like, a young lady's car's been hit. He's like, hey, that's my car.
That's my little blue Brina.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Taylor Swift's Reputation is out November 10.
Are you ready for it?
Hey, hey, hey.
Trouble.
The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now because she's dead.
Look what you just made me do.
Hi.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift. We're going to have some fun.
Ultimate prize for the biggest Taylor Swift fan, you, your bestie, return flights to New York City for three nights, accommodation and an exclusive invite-only fan celebration. It's going to be massive.
Oh, it'll be absolutely massive. And
we're coming into summer too. I feel like it's party time. I feel like now's the time you want to go somewhere. You just want to get on a plane, sit back, relax, put the headphones on and just, dream of no work.
Just a bit of Taylor
Tay-tay.
Time.
Oh.
Our carryover champ, Selena, joins us now. G'day, Selena.
Hi.
Now, you were great yesterday. Do you think you've got the goods to back it up?
Thanks. I think I can do it.
Okay, this is good.
We've got our own Tay-Tay on the line, though. Taylor, the man. How are you, Taylor?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself, Carrie?
Very, very well. Is it true that your nickname is Swifty?
That is true.
Swifty, how's your Taylor knowledge?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Well,
so
the first round for you is really easy because you just have to sit back and do nothing. We're going to ask Selena a question. If she gets it right, she stays through to the next round. If she gets it wrong, boom, you're the winner.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yep.
Both ready to play?
Yep.
We're going to ask the question. You've got 5 seconds to answer it.
Awesome.
In which year did Kanye West famously interrupt Taylor's speech at the VMAs?
2009.
Boom! Oh, my gosh. She's very good.
Oh, Selena.
Selena, you are through to another round.
Oh,
she
I have
survived.
A good feeling about Selena.
Yes. Same.
Taylor, sorry, mate. Yeah.
Sorry.
The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. He's sad.
Yeah. Very good, Buzz.
Thank you. If you want to register for this amazing prize over in New York City, the Reputation Celebration, you can head to hit.com.au. Selena, we'll be chatting to you tomorrow.
Awesome.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Can I play you the nicest sound in the whole wide world? I just want to play. I just got a video. I just want to play you the
this
best sound in the whole
swears,
world.
This is not where she swears, is it? Is this where
no,
she
not swears?
Swears.
Okay. This is ready. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, Evie.
Isn't that the best laugh in the whole wide world? They are trying to get her to swear in the video, but I won't play the swear bit. And then she says, I'm not allowed. Isn't that a reversal? Us trying to get her to swear and her saying it out loud.
Come on, I want to put it on Instagram. Swear.
All right, it's time to get my bits.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Hey, I bought a bit today. Can I get my bit out?
Not first.
Oh, okay.
Ladies first.
Yes, sure.
I want to bring you my bits first.
Okay, sure.
I want to talk about teaching.
Yes?
Yes. All had good teachers.
Yeah.
In fact, I only remember good teachers. I don't really remember any bad teachers growing up.
Yes. Yes.
You do remember some bad ones.
Yes.
No, don't. Yep. Some new research has come out showing that more and more students with low ATAR scores, so low year 12 marks, are going into teaching. And it sparked this debate around whether the university entrance score required to do your teaching degree should be raised. Labor Education spokesperson Tanya Plibersek has come out saying that they need to increase the entrance score so that teaching will attract brighter, smarter students and will make the profession more prestigious, right? There's some saying that your ATAR score doesn't decide whether you're going to be a good teacher or not, and then there's lots of other things that come with it, like compassion, humour, all those kind of things. But given that so many students now, like you could get an ATAR of 30 and go on to study teaching, they're saying that is of great concern for our education system. And because students aren't performing well and our results are dipping, they're saying we need to address it.
Right. It's interesting because if there was a glut of teachers, but my understanding is we're short of teachers
anyway,
right?
Yes.
And so making it harder to get into is not going to help. I understand the thinking behind it, that then it will encourage more people to get into it. But I also don't think you need to have done well to be a good teacher. And I know you did just mention that, but the people, my friends that are teachers didn't do well, and they're not teaching me.
They didn't do well, or they weren't the top of their class?
Didn't do well.
Right.
Like, if it's raised to a level, like, wouldn't have got over 60.
Right.
Yeah, wouldn't got over 50, probably. And I guarantee they would be good teachers. They're really passionate. They're really into
it. So do you need to be smart to teach well?
But it's not smart. These people are very smart. I just think school...
They're socially smart, just book smart.
Well, I also think when you do year 12, sometimes you're not, you know, you're not into doing it.
It is interesting because they'd also have to increase the salaries because at the moment they're paying teachers so badly. And if they're going to ask people who get high ATAR scores to study teaching instead of going on to, you know, be doctors or whatever, they're going to have to increase. They should be increasing it anyway for the people that are currently teaching, but they're going to have to do that.
Teachers and nurses, look after them more.
All right. Flatmates from hell. I know you've got some at the moment.
No,
but...
I don't. Two of my best friends.
An American university student has been arrested after she posted a video of what she'd been doing to her roommate to get her to move out. This is disgusting.
She has
admitted that she was licking her roommate's dining utensils.
That's not the worst bit.
She was peeing on her backpack.
That's not the worst bit.
She was putting her toothbrush up her...
That is still not the worst bit.
I don't know any more than that.
Wow.
Then maybe don't say the worst bit if it gets worse than that, because I think that could be the reason why it's not.
It was a bodily fluid.
Okay, gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's been arrested and expelled. But seriously, can't you just ask someone to move out?
Yeah, anything.
Like, have you asked yours to move out? Because it's not going.
It's going great.
What about the barking dogs?
The dogs are lovely.
It's not what you're telling me when you come in here grumpy in the afternoon.
The dogs are awesome. They just had one bad night. And then
didn't you step on poo as you came to work today?
I did. A massive borry right in the middle. Look at the bottom of my shoes. I've got all those grates in them as well. I have to get a stick and get it out of the bits. Anyway, I love them and I love the dogs.
I'm sure you're a bit of a pain to live with too, so it's probably equal.
Yeah, I was the worst.
Okay, quickly before we go, it's time for you to bring your bit.
Oh, yep. My gosh, my bit. So, bats, right? What do you know about bats? Nothing.
They freak me out a bit.
Yeah, they do. Yep. Me too. But they're super smart. Mm-hmm. I don't know that. That's not true. I was just filling before I got the story up on my phone. Bats pick up accents. This is what I want to talk about. So there's some animals at the moment. Dolphins and songbirds are up there as well. And bats also, they pick up the accent of the region that they are in.
So we can have Aussie bats.
So if you compare, bats from different parts of the world, a lot of animals will sound the same regardless of where they're from. Bats, dolphins, songbirds sound different from where they're from.
What sound does a bat make?
Isn't it? Well, I'm glad you asked because I got some bats from around the world.
This is amazing.
Right? So these bats are from New Zealand. Have a listen. So hear that.
Totally.
Then there's a slightly different pitch. Mm-hmm. These bats are from England. Have a listen.
Oh.
Slightly different.
Very different.
And then these bats are from Australia. Have a listen.
Oi, dickhead, what are you looking at?
I was so excited to bring you that.
Highlight of my bits.
It's my bits.
It's Carrie
That's
and Tommy.
Why I do them and not you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, I've been telling you I've got a little surprise for you.
I love surprises. Yes. I love planning surprises for people and I love getting surprises.
Now, I was going to bring you the surprise, but first I'm just going to do a spot of quiet reading by myself.
What is that?
Have you noticed you can read
a chicken magazine, a porto.
Just read it, maybe.
Oh, no.
You're an idiot.
Just read it.
I thought it was a chicken magazine. I thought you were looking at what we're having for dinner. Okay, I now know. This is not a surprise.
Just read the title.
I'm not reading the title. We're not dedicating any of our show to this. This is ridiculous.
Caitlin, can you please read the title?
This is not even a surprise. I thought you had something fun.
What do you mean?
This is just fun. This is embarrassing.
This is Maxim's Hot 100. Look at how much fun we're having. The hottest 100 women in the country. You.
Last time I made it on that list a long time ago, I think I was number 99.
Well, has she climbed the list? Do you know where you come this year?
If I know where I came. Ooh. I don't even get the magazine. I didn't even know they still did that.
Yeah, they do. Christine Foster's in here.
Oh, yeah. Tony Abbott's sister.
Oh, Buzz is getting excited about that. Hey, Pauline Hanson comes in at number 92. Thanks, Buzz. Very good work there.
Is that the sound of, what's that, knockers? Okay.
Ooh, Brooke Evers. I don't know who she is, but she's hot as hell.
Mate, it's not an interesting radio segment where you just read a magazine and say that there's hot women in it.
Speak for yourself. I'm interesting as hell. And Kylie Minogue, our very own Kylie, she comes in and, Buzz. That was a slow burn, that one, Buzz. Number 79. And have a look. If we get up into the 60s, that's where they say all the good ones are. We have... I've never heard of Simone Hotsnagel.
Oh, I have.
Is that a ship coming into the barge?
Oh, yeah, it is.
And number 61, would you have a look at this? The smoking hottie that is Carrie Bickmore. Oh, Buzz.
Sorry.
Buzz, you guys work together.
Oh,
that is not appropriate.
Sorry.
Funny.
And I mean, can we talk about, look, all these others, Simone Hotsnagel.
I can't see because you're hogging the thing. Yeah.
You always say that I hog the women's magazine. Simone Hotsnagel, she's there in her lingerie.
She's got a big picture.
I thought you were going to say something else. Lauren Eagle there, she's got no top on. Good, Buzz, you're right, because she's got no top on at all. And some kind of fishnet gloves, which are not going to keep your hands warm at all. And then so it's all sexy kind of outfits. Look at this.
A lot of bikinis.
Yeah, Nikki Whelan, she's wearing a mismatched bikini by the pool. Does it for Buzz again. Ooh. What's Bickers wearing? She's in what appears to be a business suit. We're still doing it for Buzz. And you don't even have a smile. You've got just a flat expression on your face.
Can we just clear up something? They didn't take the photo. I didn't pose for this.
They've taken
a photo from my Instagram. Mm. That's why I'm doing my job on the project.
Are you saying the fine people, sorry, Buzz is just into current affairs as well. Are you saying the fine people at the Oporto-sponsored Maxim Hot 100 didn't come in and do a
They didn't ask me for a shoot.
No. Didn't they?
I mean, I could have worn the fishnets if they wanted the fishnets.
Can we? You need to be bumped up here, mate. You're better than this.
Oh, we have put that's
the,
sweet.
Well, I'm just, you know, we have put the photo up on Instagram, at Carrie and Tommy.
There's going to be a whole lot of people rushing
Carrie,
there
Tommy
to see something
Insta,
very
see
disappointing.
It.
Thanks, Buzz. That's very good. No, I mean, look at this.
I think we've done enough on this now.
Have you?
Yeah, we've got some songs to play and stuff.
What do you mean, Buzz? Should we keep looking at the...
No, it's not that interesting.
Go, Buzz is really into it. Hey, our very own... Oh, I was about to say our very own. I've just realised it is the top 100 women in Australia. Caitlin, you've got your own copy there. Okay. Ruby Rose comes in at number one. That is a joke. Because
why?
Oh, no, it does
Ruby's
it for Buzz. You're better
Ruby,
than Ruby.
You know what? Two lots of project girls in there then. She starred on the project. First week on the project, Ruby was on.
What happened?
Well, she went on to be in Orange is the New Black. She didn't need the project anymore.
That was a long time between drinks, though, wasn't it?
I don't know, mate.
Francis Abbott. She's the Abbott family.
Can we play a song now, Buzz?
Oh, sorry.
Let's
okay.
play a song. This is just weird
Buzz, you
now.
Need to have a culture.
She's just
play
listing,
song.
Just naming women, Australian women for 4 minutes.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The Perth Doggy Dog.
Yeah. A lot of teachers calling up and students calling up about whether we should increase the ATAR score for to get into teaching.
Yes.
Some teachers saying that they're good teachers without needing to be super smart, that you know they've got lots of other skills that makes them a good teacher.
Yes.
And others saying the only way you can increase the ATAR score is to increase pay, which is what we're talking about as well.
Yeah, they need to increase the pay anyway, right?
No, they do. It's just so, like, they're looking after our children. They're raising our future.
Yes, they're making or breaking us.
Yeah, plus in this current age of parenting, they're probably doing more than that too. They're actually raising them in every way.
Yes. Sorry, we're also getting a lot of other calls. Have you seen this? Carrie Bickmore should be higher than 61. She's a raging
There's
hottie.
There's not a single person that's called saying that.
Oh, Buzz went out. That's Buzz's number. Buzz went outside the studio and
Can
called
Can you play
from
me
outside.
The sound effect again of the ship coming into the barge?
Isn't that great?
How has that entered this? What did you ask for?
Ship horns.
Ship horns.
Can we have that each time we mention Carrie's name, Buzz? Oh, God, I had a rough night, but it's nice to see Bickmore again.
All right, Carrie and Tommy, they are back tomorrow. Hamish and Andy in next. We'll see you then.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.